this should have been a town, a city, instead of a quarry, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, it's placed where the limestone is, I guess, so.
I will email something prior to the close of business on Tuesday, so you can forward it to whoever you so please.
And if you have any conversations with, you know, people say, hey, this is the dilemma I deal with in Franklin. They're looking for ideas. Please have those conversations, even if it's over a beer, or whatever you have to. Okay. Thank you. Okay. We will get that back to us. So the next item of business is the review.
Hold on. So do we have this discussion on the next meeting about the three options?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to present that. When we get it, we'll probably, when we get to the meetings, we'll talk about how that will fit in at the end of the meeting. Okay. So a review of the proposed amendments to the administrative rules and procedures of the Quarry Monitoring Committee as previously discussed at the last meeting on October 30th, and clarifications, changes as may be needed. So Riglu and I went over the rules and procedures, and based on this committee's recommendation, which I didn't 100% agree with, we made the changes that we thought. There was one other change that we did not talk about, and that was based on a conversation that I've had in the past with the city clerk. So I went ahead and put that one in there, and that was that the aldermanic terms reflect two-year terms versus three-year terms, and we are elected for 3 years. And so we thought we should just clean that up if we're going to make any changes to this document. So that just makes sense. Is there anybody who does not want to see that?
You mean to be coincide?
Coincide
with my term
on
for 3 years.
Right, because there used to be aldermanic terms for 2 years, and it just got kind of left like that. So, okay.
Do we need to make a motion?
Well, I think we should discuss some of the items because we had some citizens that weren't really thrilled about that. So the first change is on page 3, and so it would change the committee from 5 to 6 members, and one of the 4 citizen members would be a non-voting member, and that was not completely accepted by the residents in non-voting, and that was kind of one of the things that I didn't necessarily agree with. I thought that, you know, if you're going to put someone on here, why have them sit up here if they can't vote on anything, especially when it's only a recommending body? What is one more vote going to do on a recommendation? So I guess I want to ask the committee, are you sure you want this to go to council as a non-voting member, because you're a recommending body as it is? So what good is it to have a member to sit up here who can't even vote? So imagine we're all sitting here talking and we're all giving input, but then when it comes to making the motion, like on this, you know, say we made a motion on the Stantec thing, and the one person can't vote to move forward with the changes to the monitoring service. I mean, their vote isn't going to make that big of a difference, because one person's vote is when you got the rest of us up here. So is that what everyone wants? March, Commissioner Shore, do you have input? Is that, you want a non-voting member? Commissioner Pimple, this was Alderman Barber's mostly that suggested. Commissioner Knipple has his hand up.
We've had discussions about the impediments to having a voting member appointed to this commission.
I
think what we need to do is get the camel's nose under the tent. And I think down the road, if you have a voting or a non-voting member, it's going to be much easier to go to the Common Council and say, hey, we have this non-voting member who's been productive through the years, blah, blah, blah. We would like them to be a voting member.
So this is being done because there's a fear that no one will put on another voting member from the council?
How long have we been asking?
Well, that's the mayoral position. This isn't the
right
mayoral seat.
Right.
That's the difference. The mayor position is, he can still hold that item up. So I think Alderman Barber would like to speak.
My thought when I proposed this was to have a situation where we don't have to suspend the rules, that we can have someone on the committee that can speak and have open dialogue and represent the citizens. And that was my value in terms of suggesting that we move that way. I still think it's a valid, I think the input from the citizens is what we need on a continuous basis, and to have that person have a full right to be on the committee and make that, I think is important. Regardless of the fact that it's more meetings and it's not necessarily a group getting together, it still is, the input should be continuous from that group.
Okay, so the input could be continuous from that group if you just allowed someone and then let that person vote. Why would you want to give them input but take away any opinion that they have on a vote, especially when I think almost all of our votes are unanimous. Even when I really disagreed with this one, I made the vote to go along, but I'm not understanding the purpose of saying, okay, we want you to get up here and talk because we want it to have more than just being able to talk during citizen comment period, but then we don't really want you to have opinion on the vote. It kind of defeats the purpose, and they have continuous open dialogue at the microphone, and if it gets really bad, I can always suspend the rules, and if you want to just run the meeting with suspended rules the whole time, if you're okay with that, you want open dialogue, we do that. It might slow progress, but to tell someone that, yeah, come to the meeting, spend your time, do your gas money, but you don't get to vote, seems a little bit like tying someone's hands, and like there's some fear of what that person might be too strong and not, you know, go along with something. I don't know. I'm not really thrilled about that. Open dialogue and input is available already, and what we're looking for is a working member, and you want a working member or you don't want a working member. I don't know. So are there any other comments on that?
One more, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Knipple.
If we go from five, or if we recommend going from five to six, how much support is there on the Common Council,
I guess,
to get it passed?
Well, right now, the alderman that's sitting up here isn't supporting it, so there goes one.
I made the motion to put the person on, just for the record, as a ad hoc member.
As a non-voting member, so. Right. And I'm asking you to reconsider that. But so the...
because we're...
Well, are you trying to predict votes? Because I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah. I'm.
But there's no chance of it even at all if it's not on there. If the conversation at the council becomes, oh, we don't want another voting member on there, then the ad hoc committee can be brought up at that time. But to just flat out do it right off the bat just seems like you're defeating your own purpose right away.
It's always nice to test the wind.
Okay. Commissioner Shore.
I guess it's going to come to the point is no matter what we say, will the mayor confirm it? Or?
Well, it's not set up to be that way. It's actually a council.
Well, I know, but...
The mayor still has an appointment. This is an additional member to increase it. That would be approved by the Common Council, not another mayoral seat. So look at it this way. We currently have... And I had this all written up on my last notes, but I didn't bring it with me today. So if you read this, the mayor has the ability to put on the alderman. Now, it doesn't say that he has to put on the aldermen of the district. In this case, and it has been the practice, that he has appointed the aldermen of the district. But you could have sitting here Alderman Taylor, Alderman Dandrea. The mayor could appoint them instead of us. Then in addition to that, the it does read that the district alderpersons, which are us at this time, gets to put on the members that are sitting here, two of the members. So in this case, Fred was Alderman Barber's, Mark Shore was mine. So you could actually have four aldermen at some point involved in this committee. Am I making sense on that? Is everyone getting what? Because it does not say the aldermen appointed by the mayor have to be the aldermen of the district. It says the aldermen of the districts get to appoint the seats, two of the seats. Commissioner Shore.
Well, at the last meeting, there is no sense in putting aldermen from different districts that could care less about the quarry or how we feel.
I'm going to disagree. It would give them a way better perspective if some of the other aldermen rotated up here and had to take the heat that we've had to take, because then they would get it. Right now, they don't hear any of that.
That's what's wrong.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What makes you think it'll change it?
Because if you had, say, John Nelson sitting here, remember when he used to come to the meetings? And he became more involved and more compassionate about the concerns because he was involved, and if you put him on the committee. But that's not my total point. My point I'm trying to make about this is the mayor has the appointment of staff. He took away Joel Deal. We have regular. That's a pretty powerful control position. The mayor has the appointment of two aldermen. That makes three pretty powerful seats. The mayor has the appointment of another citizen member. So the mayor has five opportunities to influence this. And we're asking for one seat and one voting member.
Right.
And this committee right now is about to send this document to the Common Council saying, okay, give us another member, let the council appoint it, but we don't want that person to have a vote. That's what this document says right now. And I am not in agreement with that, but I'm only one voice up here. So that's where I'm at.
I agree with you there, because
I would feel differently if the balance was less mayoral control about the rest of the committee. I might then be okay with more of an ad hoc position. But the mayor directs staff, the mayor can appoint the alderman, the mayor has the political poll with the alderman, then the mayor gets a citizen seat, which he has decided not to put on. And all we're asking is, okay, if you're going to play the thing about not putting someone on, or that person is only the person who's going to side with how you want to vote, then we would like the council to have one appointment.
Well, I see. I agree with that, yeah.
So I guess we need to work through that. Right now I'm hearing Marge is sort of agreeing that the one appointment that is outside of the mayor's privilege could be a voting member. That's so we're going to be at a standstill on this, I think.
Wasn't the motion passed at the last meeting? Are you reopening that? On how are we reopening
it? We are looking at the item says.
How are we reopening it?
Because we're having discussion, and discussion allows for that. So the item is review of the proposed amendments to the administrative rules and procedures of the Quarry Monitoring Committee as previously discussed on October 30 regular meeting and other clarification changes as may be needed. And this is a clarification change because I'm going to guess that Marge Shore didn't understand that, because if she's agreeing with me now, and I had no conversations with her about this outside of this meeting.
I thought the changes would come from council, not us. We wouldn't reopen a motion that we made.
I'm chairing the meeting, and I'm allowing it to happen. In fact, I'm bringing it up as the chair of the committee because I want to make sure that you all know what you're voting on before this vote.
I know the motion I made, and that's where I'll stand.
Okay. So, Commissioner Knipple, Marge Shore and I would like to see a voting member because of the control that are the appointments, as I had explained. And I guess we'd like your opinion on that.
There is nobody from your district on this committee.
That's okay.
No, it isn't, because you're supposed to have one person from your.
No, it doesn't say that. It says the alderman of the district gets to appoint someone. It doesn't say the alderman of the district has to appoint someone from the third district. Does it read that? It does not. I know, because I help.
Wouldn't it make sense that it came from your district? Your district is as affected as mine is.
I have the ability to appoint whoever I want to appoint. I do. That's my privilege. So this next person could be from my district. The thing is, I've gone through all the people in my district. They're pretty fed up because they go through what everybody else has been going through in this room. And they've kind of given up. In fact, when the quarry was blasting, prior to when they got down to the south, most of the blasting was done up in my district. I had way more complaints than you've probably seen in the years when they were blasting up on that side.
Could we continue on with the motion?
There is no motion on the floor at the current time. I asked Commissioner Knippel what his opinion was on the item of discussion right now about voting or non-voting.
The Common Council, in my opinion, is going to look at this and make the decision whether it's going to be a voting or a non-voting member.
The Common Council will look at this and say, this is what the committee recommended.
Right.
Do we want to approve it or not? Pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's not the Common Council who's writing this. They're asking for our recommendation. The Common Council could go along with the recommendation or they could not go along with the recommendation.
Right now, I would feel more comfortable with an ad hoc member.
Okay. So we have a 2-2 vote on our opinion on that, not a vote at this point. So we will note that, or I will make sure to note that at the council meeting then. We'll leave it as is. Okay, the next item is the members of the committee shall be appointed as follows: the alderman members, and one of the citizen members shall be appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the Common Council. Two citizen members shall be separately appointed by the two aldermen whose districts the quarry is located, each confirmed by the Common Council. So none of that changes. One citizen, when we inserted this in here, one citizen non-voting member shall be selected by the committee and confirmed by the Common Council for a term of 3 years. So how it reads now, and I want to make sure everyone understands this, this committee is to bring a name forward to the Common Council for this 3-year term of a non-voting member. Okay, the next one. Quorum stays the same, and then each of the appointed members shall be entitled to one vote, and then inserted with the exception of the committee's selected person who will be a non-voting member. That clarifies the non-voting member. And then we had to change the term in vacancies that two citizens members shall be served for 3 years. The alderman member shall serve for 3 years during their tenure in office. That was a suggestion by the clerk. And the May, from May, makes more sense than June because the elections are in April. And so you would have the month of April, because elections are usually in the beginning of the year, or in the beginning of the month, and then by the end of May, when the new alderman comes on and the mayor makes his appointments, it would happen at that time. So that makes sense of what month to have it, rather than delaying it out till June. And then thereafter, each citizen appointment shall be made for a term of 3 years, and each alderman appointment shall be a term of 3 years, the change from the 2 to the 3. Otherwise, the mayor is stuck appointing an alderman in between a year when there's not election service. Any questions or concerns or changes, comments with that?
Nope.
Okay. Is there any other information in the entire document that anyone else wants to comment on? Okay, I guess we should make a motion to make a recommendation for this to go to the Common Council. Is there a motion to have the draft as written go to the Common Council?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? No discussion on the motion. The motion is to send it to the Common Council with the current changes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm voting no. 3 ayes, 1 no. Motion carries. Okay. Regular, thanks for helping out with that document. I'm glad we got that going. Okay. The next item is update on the outstanding council motions related to the council actions taken on previous recommendations for the Macquarie Monitoring Committee. I think 2 meetings ago, I brought forward the different motions that were made and that have had no action on them. And Reglu had put some of them in here. I know there were more than what he just put on the January 22nd. My idea is that it's one of those motions. It said we were supposed to have an update, and staff was supposed to come back and provide an update. That update has been lagging out there for quite some time. I would like to see this committee make a recommendation to the council that we get those updates. So the council doesn't even know what, other than the 2 aldermen here, the council members don't even know that nothing's happened on those motions. So I guess I'd like to see maybe a motion to direct Regula and I to put together an action sheet at a future upcoming meeting. I don't know if it'll be exactly the very next month, but maybe the month after that, as soon as we can get it together. Is there a motion to send a update to the Common Council on the status of the action items?
Or do we want to actually say we'd like to see action taken on the outstanding events?
Well, I think that's what the action sheet would say.
Okay, we're just not saying we'd like an update. We want to see when, we want to know when something's going to happen.
Okay, so feel free to make a motion. I'm just throwing it out there that we have these items that the council unanimously voted on that are lurking out there. So.
I'd make a motion that the committee recommend to the Common Council that there be action on the status of the items that Kristen and Regolo will put together for a council action sheet.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I'd like to also include in that we would like a report on the status of all those actions.
You can also do that at the council meeting.
I know, but I can include it right here, too.
Okay. I was just trying to, I did not catch the entire motion, so I was trying to keep it very concise. That basically, the motion really should be to just direct Regolo and I to put together an action sheet to let the council know. I mean, that would simplify this process.
That's fine.
Except that's 2 steps, then, and we'd have to look at it. I mean, I don't know what you're going to say. So I want to get a report from
regardless of how the action sheet goes together, if you want to see it before it goes out, it's got to come back to the committee.
Can't we just include the fact that we'd like a report back on all the items that are outstanding?
All right. Right now, we have a motion on the floor and a second. I don't have the complete motion. Riggle, are you able to read back what you were able to capture?
Well,
Do you want to make it again?
Sure.
And slowly.
I would make a motion that this committee recommend to the Common Council that we would like a status report of all the actions we have recommended to the Common Council with a report to this committee of the actions that were taken.
You want the Common Council to give us a report?
Well, you're sending it up to them, asking them.
Well, the Common Council doesn't do reports. That would be a staff report. And if you give it to staff, they're already not doing the ones that they've done.
Okay. So what did I miss in the discussion about what we want the Common Council to do?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I was writing the action sheet by myself without Regalou assisting me or anyone else on the council, it would say the committee has made recommendations to the Common Council on blank, blank dates. The council has made the following motions. The status on each one of these are, and then I would put a status next to each one of them. I would say completed, updated, not updated, lingering, whatever, you know.
Okay.
And I would lay it out. And then they could read it, and then they will know. And then they can say, oh, well, what's the status? I mean, that's how I would envision it to go, because it's the easiest method, because it kind of follows the similar things that the council have seen.
I would change my motion to include that thought from our chair, that is what we do as a committee.